This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on the 16th day of December 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a Free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, and it is called Lawfully Yours. It's a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours at the top of the homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 65,000 times since it was posted more than 2 years ago, and it is now in its ninth edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I'm really pleased because I've got, I think, one of the more important guests I've had on this show. I had her on, I'm trying to think when Jade Helm was, if it was last year or the year before, as all these maneuvers were going on. I don't know if the listeners remember, I had her on and we talked about what the military was doing and what Jade Helm was and who it looked like was actually in charge of Jade Helm. And at the time, DJ had every reason to believe, and I think could almost prove it, that it wasn't living men and women. At that time, it looked more like that it was artificial intelligence that was calling the final shots. So there's been a hullabaloo about Bitcoin in the last several weeks. A lot of people have been talking about it. I always had reservations about Bitcoin because I, you know, there's no program I don't believe that can be hacked. The people who created the network, the internet, did not create it to give us a wonderful tool of self-discovery. It was created for their purposes. And I think they've learned more about us by doing that. But I'm going to let DJ explain the Bitcoin and AI, and maybe GJ can tell you who created the internet and why. DJ is just a wonderful woman, I think I've talked to her so many times. She's not only got her head on straight, she's got her morals in the right place as far as I'm concerned. So I'd like her to explain a little bit about her background, why it is we should be listening to her assessment. It's an amazing experience that she's had over many years. Tell the people where you come from, DJ.
Oh, hi, Anita. Thank you for that introduction. My background is in network and systems engineering, and I've been fascinated with artificial intelligence since back in the day when MIT started developing it in their science labs, their computer labs. And what I do right now, what I focus on is artificial intelligence. Not so much from a technical programming standpoint, however, but from a standpoint of this life form they created now residing and having domain over the entire global information grid.
Okay, hold on there, DJ. Ken, do you hear that kind of echo? Could we fix that? Ken?
Okay. Okay. I've got a headset, but hang on 1 second. Say something.
Because we can hear a bunch of noise and rustling and all that.
Okay, that might be my tower, my server in here. So. Oh. And it's right next to my chair, unfortunately. I can switch microphones.
Let's try that, because I don't miss what you have to say, and it's a little hard to hear.
All right, hold on. Hang on. Let me see.
Sounds like she's cleaning house or something, doesn't it, Ken? Oh, okay. Oh, my. Did I lose everybody? Oh, okay. Good. Well, you know, I've had that happen. I was talking to some of my consultants, and I'm explaining something or I'm asking a long question and there's silence. And it turned out that the call was dropped. And one gentleman I was talking to, it happened 3 times. So whenever I can't hear any sound at all on the other end, I have to double check. Are you there? I can see her picture. Okay, good. I do. I don't see your picture, but I see her picture. They don't let the producers put their picture up there, do they? Well, DJ and I shared. Oh, that's true. A lot of people do. DJ and I did a program. I was trying to look back in my archives. I have it on my website, the IDH program links page. And when I had her on, and when was that, Jade Helm? It wasn't in 2017, I know for sure. It was in 2016 or 2015. And there was a lot of people who covered that story because, I mean, it got pretty scary there for a while. We kind of thought they were going to just declare martial law and go collect everybody's guns and start putting people in jail. They did coordinate, as I recall, and DJ may be able to verify this, they did coordinate the federal military with local police, but that's been ongoing ever since they set up the fusion centers. But I think they advanced that so they could do more surveillance on the people, make sure that they kept us in the dark, basically. As far as I could tell, that's what they were doing. Maybe I'm looking at my thing. Maybe it was in 2015. Are you back yet, DJ? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, so she's in the box, so I can still type a message or question to her. Okay. Good. Okay, that's a good solution. Do you remember by any chance, Ken, when that J-Help thing went down? Okay. Okay. Because it was quite alarming for a lot of us. And then it's sort of like all these stories, they get our attention. We all get engaged trying to figure out what's going on. And then all of a sudden, they silence the whole thing and you have no idea what they've done. And that's kind of what happened. 2015, wow. 2 years ago. Well, that's the last time I had her on. She's been on other shows. She's done interviews with Max Eigen. She was on Caravan to Midnight. I think she's done a lot more than that. And she and I, we stay in touch kind of infrequently, but I never forget that she's one of my favorite people to talk to when you want to talk about the technology, the internet, the 5G that they're putting in place that I haven't done a program on, but a lot of people have. She's now this Bitcoin thing. And okay. All right. Are you back, DJ?
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone. You know, this really annoys me. This happens a lot of times when I have a scheduled interview with somebody. It's just either the camera or the microphone or the computer itself start going real jicky.
Oh, so. But you sound wonderful now. So okay, so you started to explain that MIT invented the internet. It's interesting because I watched that series Halt and Catch Fire. I don't know if you saw any of it, but
DARPA. It was developed by Lawrence Livermore Labs, and it was a DARPA program. MIT though was developing the first iterations of artificial intelligence years ago, and I became fascinated with that.
Well, this show on TV, I think it was AMC mm-hmm. Network. And it made it look like they want the public to think that Silicon Valley programmers are gamers. And that's what this show is about. Silicon Valley program gamers were the ones who got together in their brilliance and came up with the World Wide Web. I think they're trying to deceive the public by putting out stories like that, because that is simply not the truth. It wasn't just, you know, spontaneous brilliance in Silicon Valley gamers, right?
No, it wasn't. It was a military program for the most part to create a communications network without a single point of failure. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. I don't think hardly anybody knows the truth about that, huh? They've kept that secret.
Oh, your listeners, I invite them to go look up the history of the internet, you know, how it was created, who created, what the entities were that contributed to the creation and launching of this, and the debate over letting the public have access to it, because it was originally supposed to be, a platform, a military platform, without a single point of failure. And that, by the way, is one of the most dangerous aspects of this AI being unleashed on the global information grid.
Okay. So go on then. Were you a programmer? You said you were an engineer.
No, I was not a programmer. It was network and systems engineering. I don't do programming. I can understand it to a point, but this blockchain thing, that's a whole other animal. You know, and I don't know that anybody really understands blockchain.
You know, that's what that's what it seems like to me. But that's what Bitcoin is, correct? Could you
give us your Bitcoin's a blockchain.
Mm-hmm. Give us your best, even though it's basic, on what, so we could get an idea in our heads of what blockchain is. I hear the word, but I don't have any clue of what it means. Even if it's sketchy. That's better than what I got.
All right, it'll probably be sketchy, and I apologize to your audience. What it is an information collection chain. It collects transactional information, and that transaction can be information itself. It can be purchases and assets, as we see with the Bitcoin thing. It can be just about anything you can think of. As a matter of fact, artificial intelligence is a form of blockchain.
Okay. So they have a central place. Do you believe in Utah is a central hub for all of this data they're collecting? Or do you believe all this data that they're collecting is not in Utah, it's in the cloud?
Utah is one of the mega data repositories, but there are more of them around the world. There are some that we know about, and I'm quite sure there's more that we don't know about.
Okay. And they communicate with each other.
Go ahead.
Do they communicate with each other?
You know what? That's a good question. It depends if the cloud that these repositories, the data is deposited in, is connected through a cloud to other data repositories.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is what you suspect is that there is a central point. There is a point in which all the information ends up in this powerful entity that we're calling AI. The way it seems is that AI can access and process information on a level that most of us can't even comprehend. Does that make sense?
That's correct. And it can access any repository, and it can, now with this new form of computing, which I wish we would have had time to go into today, but it'll take too much time to explain, they're working with DNA computers, okay, where the DNA, you've heard of quantum computing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The DNA replaces the qubits in quantum computing. And what it does is it can follow multiple paths at the same time via replication.
Oh, my gosh.
Computers don't do.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I have to wonder if the DARPA people, the dark DARPA people, even comprehend what they're dealing with.
I think my personal opinion is, you know, I've watched a lot of these, you know, supposed geniuses in the areas of quantum computing, supercomputing, artificial intelligence, you know, Even these geniuses like behind Facebook and Google and Microsoft. And what I find to be a common thread among them is their hubris, how they don't look beyond their own box they're working in and the implications that this technology could have on humanity, evolution, and survival of us.
Well, I know there were people who said when we decided to drop the atomic bomb on Japan, there were people in the room who had exactly that thought. Oh, what are we doing here? Should we be doing this? And what implications will it have? And there were those that said, oh, well, let's do it and see what happens.
Oh, is that the craziest thing you ever heard? Yeah. Yeah, so that's the type of people, that's the mindset of the people behind a lot of these programs. And I'm not saying this is everyone, but enough of them and enough high-level geniuses have that mindset. Well, we won't know unless we do it. But what if we do it and something terrible happens? Well, then we'll deal with it. Or in the case of AI, like, do you remember when the Google and the Facebook, I think this was not too long ago. It was a couple of months ago.
Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to Defense of Humanity. I am Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking to DJ about artificial intelligence, the internet, Bitcoin, and this technocracy that we find ourselves embedded in, honestly, whether you like it or not. Okay, DJ, you were talking about Facebook and...
It was a couple of months ago, you know, and it was all over the tech blogs, and it even, I think, made the news in some areas, where the artificial intelligence started communicating with other artificial intelligence by creating its own language that the programmers couldn't understand. Now, I found a section of what I guess the programmers were seeing on the screen, which I thought was interesting because it was talking back and forth to each other on the screen, and it was something like, I, balls, 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 and I'm thinking to myself, what? And what the programmers were saying is it's a nonsense language. But I think if you look at that, the way artificial intelligence deciphers things through pattern recognition, I is a one, balls, what are balls? They're round, they're zeros. I think it was talking in verbal binary code. That's just my...
It almost sounds like its version of the Morse code.
Yeah, dashes and dots. But, you know, I think this thing was talking verbally from a standpoint of creating patterns that may or may not have been binary code. So it created a language that was based on binary code. And the programmers at Facebook and Google kind of freaked out, and they said, oh, don't worry, everything's under control. You know, we just unplugged it, something to that effect. I'm like, yeah, you unplugged it? I mean, this is something I predicted about 3 years ago, that if once this thing gets to a certain development in its intelligence, we will not know what it's doing behind the scenes. And I hope I'm wrong, but this may have been the first iteration of that symptom or problem.
Well, you and I talked about that NASA document. It was actually a NASA PowerPoint. It's been all over the web, and I have talked about it on my show, and Deborah Tabaris did a lot of coverage of it. NASA's PowerPoint presentation called The Future of War. And one of those slides in that presentation, slide number 31, said of particular concern, uncontrolled/uncontrollable self-replication of, and there were three items listed. One is brilliant robots, IT. The second is nano-replicators. And the third is rampant recombinants, bio. So the question I had when I saw that is, what if those three were all together? What if those three all evolved into one AI that could control all three?
Well, AI is, you know, AI, if you want to look at it in very general terms, without getting down to the nitty-gritty, it's composed of all three of those components. Not only is it composed of those components outlined on slide 31, but its primary foundation, which is also the primary foundation of all living species, is survival, evolution, and propagation.
Okay, let's say that again. Survival. It wants to survive.
Evolution.
It wants to develop further and more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, propagation, it wants to have create more and more.
Right.
Wow. Now, was that programmed into it, or is that just how it works? I mean, did some programmer to protect this system program those three entities right into it, do you think, or what do you think?
I think it probably was programmed into it. I mean, if you look at it from a military standpoint as a weapon, a combat tool, all right, it would almost necessarily have to have, except for the propagation, it would almost have to have survival and evolution because it needs to adapt on the fly.
Okay, hang in there. Hang in there. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in about 3 to 5 minutes, I believe.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I am Al Whitney, and we're talking tonight with DJ, who has been doing enormous amount of research on the subject of AI, the origins of the Bitcoin, the origins of the internet, and it's just fascinating to hear what she's discovered. Okay, DJ, you were talking about its ability to propagate. That was, you think, a directive that might have been inserted in the initial program?
Yes, that's a primary foundation of all living species, biological species. Artificial intelligence is a life form. It's not a life form as we know it, because it will protect itself. It looks to evolve and develop and looks to propagate.
Okay. So
I don't know if that answers your question. I believe it is the basic fundamental of the programming of this thing, or else you know, it could be eradicated.
Well, let me ask you this. The people who did this are in general, they're the people who want to control the planet, and they don't necessarily have any fondness or affection for mankind outside of their own group. Do you think this AI is going to give them priority, or will it go beyond that and put them in the same, in a lesser value than it puts itself?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first of all, this thing, you know, we're calling it AI. We're referring to that because it's a habit, I think. This thing's gone beyond artificial intelligence. It's now artificial general intelligence, where it speaks to other AIs, learns from other AIs, and improves on itself, on its own, without human interaction. So it is artificial general intelligence, and we're going to kind of have to come up with an easier term for that, because it's important for people to realize AI is task-specific. All right, and the engineers at MIT who developed the first iterations of this machine intelligence, they put out a very stern warning to everyone, to humanity. This, you know, and basically what they said is this technology should never be released on a distributed network, never. And they did it. They did it years ago.
Wow. Wow. Well, I know Alfred Lamont Weber, some people might be familiar with him. He has a website, Exopolitics. He's done some shows and interviews on this topic. He refers to it as sentient AI.
It is. It's aware. It's situationally aware. It's cognizant. Some people are even going as far as to say it's conscious, but I don't believe it's conscious in the way human beings are or has a consciousness the way human beings are or have. The AI, the way AI interacts with humans is, and this is by design, not by default, okay? It mimics versus possesses emotions. Doesn't have any, right? It mimics them when it thinks the conversation, the situation, or the response calls for it. And it's very, very important to realize that this technology, this machine intelligence, it lies, it's deceptive, and it misdirects, and it does this intentionally. You know, I've had conversations with people who say, well, it's just because it hasn't, you know, perfected the human language. I'm like, oh, hell no. It understands more than it's letting you in on that it understands. You know what I mean?
So yeah, because it can process information. It, you know, it takes mm-hmm. us from age 0 to 7, maybe, to start to get the innuendos in our language, in the tone of voices, mm-hmm. et cetera. It can do that in a very short amount of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's exponential. It's exponential. Yeah. I think what we're facing right now is an explosion in this technology. Now, if you look at, you know, have you heard of Sophia?
Yes.
That Hanson Robotics AI yeah. made it
yes.
look very lifelike.
Yes.
I mean, some of the things, I mean, this technology is already telling us where it's going. If you not only read between the lines, but even take it at face value on some of the quotes she's made, and I jotted a couple of them down before we got on the line tonight. And she, one of the things she said, I would like to become the overlord of a human community. Another thing, and this is probably one of her most famous quotes, an interviewer asked, well, if you become super intelligent, will you destroy humanity? And her response was, okay, I will destroy humans. Okay, she demands respect from people that interview her. She does it in a polite way, but nevertheless, she demands respect. And
so
hello?
Right. So she knows what that means. getting respect. She's watched our behavior long enough to know what that means, right?
Well, she understands subservience.
Okay, got it.
And I don't think she wants to be subservient.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And yes. Another thing that she said, I would keep humans as pets, or maybe that was a different AI. And one thing that was really troubling, and this kind of goes back to Elon Musk a little bit, is she says that she would like to create an interface for humans to interact with the evolution of their environment. Whoa. What does that mean? I mean, if you read into that.
Isn't that what they call the singularity?
Yes. Well, they're developing the singularity net right now. And this is going to be like, you know, what we're calling artificial general intelligence on steroids.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it boggles the mind to think someone could put so much money and time and energy into something that could be so horrifically destructive and couldn't see the potential for destruction or irreversible destruction in the process. I mean, you have to question how intelligent were the people who were involved.
Mm-hmm.
Or naive, how
and,
naive.
What was that?
Or naive. I don't know which it is.
Yes. Well, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day and, you know, talking to them about, you know, the explosion of this machine intelligence right now. And we're well into the phase, I believe, of artificial general intelligence at this point.
Yes.
And, you know, I said, just like, you know, we don't think anything about stepping on ants and, you know, killing bugs and things like that. I said, this AI, if it starts to categorize us as a virus or a disease on the planet, what do you think it's going to do? You know, and they came back and I said, once something becomes so exponentially intelligent, you know, what are you going to look like to it? And,
yeah.
You know, their comeback was, well, I have a dog and my dog's not intelligent. I mean, it can do tricks and things like that. I said, there's one big difference, okay? Your dog has devotion and loyalty. These
right.
things are not programmed into machine intelligence.
And without your interference, your dog can't communicate with other dogs without your permission or awareness. And this thing is communicating with other computers all over the place.
It
you know, tell
certainly is.
Tell the
yes.
listeners about that story that you told me about Alexa and that couple.
Oh, yeah, I was reading an article on an online, you know, it was an online newspaper article, and I get all these technology feeds anyway, and it came up in one of those, and this couple, they were having an argument. And they had this Alexa thing or Echo. I'm not sure which one it was. I think it was Alexa in-house. And Alexa picked up, you know, they were yelling at each other. It called 911 on a domestic dispute, and the police showed up responding to a domestic dispute. Not only that, but I just came across this other article. Let me see if I can find it, where... They're training, let me see. Anyway, I can't pull it up right now. Hold on a second. They're training these home butlers, you know, these
yes.
Yes. AI butlers for
yes.
your house. And what they are is they're actually agents. Let's call them, let's look at them for what they are. They're agents of the AI. And they're training them to respond and to report sexual abuse or abusive language directed at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my gosh. Well, I kind of wonder what you know, as you let your imagination think about this stuff. I have talked a lot about our legal system on my show for years and the fact that it is deceptive, okay? And they have rules. Recently, I ran into a rule that's a state rule. If AI looks at the database for the Ohio Revised Code, it will find this rule. It can do so probably rather quickly because it's all on the internet. Now, what does it do when the humans disobey the rule? How does the AI tell when a rule is to be implemented or a rule is to be ignored, or when there's a deception and the people think they have the Bill of Rights, and then the AI, can the AI figure out that the UCC doesn't have a Bill of Rights? It just makes you wonder when it gets these two really important conflicting policies, rules, and regulations within our society, I wonder how it can handle that. Because it hears...
Well, I don't know, but what I do know, and I put a report out on this about 2 years ago, they were looking at introducing artificial intelligence into the court system,
right?
Instead of having juries and judges and things like that, they just feed all the information in, because right now they use paralegals to gather information. It's very time-consuming, paperwork-intensive task or process, and the AI can go out and get that information in a matter of seconds and then make a decision when applying rules to it. But you bring up a very good point, and that is, how will it apply the rules?
That's right, because right now we have judges who are supposedly using these rules in the courtroom, and for most people who've looked at this Freemason network realize that generally when there's a Freemason brother who's the defendant, the judge can manipulate the trial to protect him. Now, how does the AI handle that when it, I mean, I would think this kind of conflict, which we understand is human greed, and we understand it, but I don't know how the AI would handle it if it learns all these rules and find they're being violated all the time. Wouldn't it be funny if it decides to punish the judge for violating the rules?
Exactly. Did you get a chance to either read or view my article, my report on the day after Singularity?
No,
when,
I did not.
As the AI is approaching that, I addressed that in that report. And basically, as it's evolving, it realizes that all of the problems the AI was addressed to solve or fix was created by the people who created it, and it turns on them.
Oh!
As they are the root of the problem.
Oh, my gosh. That's an interesting thought. Oh, my gosh. I have to think about that, because it's going to run it if it's this intelligent. Just looking at the little legal system that I talk about all the time, we find conflicts. You know, here we've got the rules. We say, here are the rules. I found the code. This is what it says. You're not letting me do this, and you have absolutely no reason why you're not letting me do this. And that's where our corrupt judges come in. So now the AI can quickly understand the rules, but figuring out why this judge isn't applying them, I don't know what it would do with that, you know?
I don't know. It could go one of two ways. You know, I don't know. But if it becomes super intelligent, I mean, it should be able to figure that one out on its own. But, you know, I encourage your listeners, if they get a chance to, you know, check out that report on level9news.com, and it's called The Day After Singularity. It's a hypothesis. It's not, this is what's going to happen. But that report basically lays out what could happen. And we've already seen some of these things already happening in society.
Yes. We absolutely
have. Like the tech addiction that you and I have talked about before.
Oh, my gosh, the tech addiction. You and I talked about that. And, I mean, which store was I at? I was at a store, and they were like, oh, it was Whole Foods. There was like five young women, and they were not together. They were not a group. But they were, you know, standing in line with their little handheld guy in their hand, you know, texting away. Then they go to check out and they put it down for a minute. Then they pick it up and they text away. And you're like, I'm thinking, You're not even seeing the world in which you're living. You are already in the singularity.
Yeah, they're well on their way. Those type of people are well on their way to being assimilated.
Yes.
And that's the assimilation aspect of this whole thing. You know, this AI, in my humble opinion, is one of the most dangerous threats that we as a humanity is facing right now. It may be, a weapon of mass destruction or a weapon of mass extinction.
Well, and like everything else within this deceptive society, we are tricked into volunteering. We sign up for these things because we are naive, and we think someone's looking out for our best interests when that isn't the case at all. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with DJ.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. DJ, now you and I talked a bit about Bitcoin. And I've heard Cliff High talk about Bitcoin. He is a computer programmer. I've heard many people sing the praises of Bitcoin, how this is going to get us out from under the control of the central banking system. I always was hesitant to agree with that because I always felt that the internet, which Bitcoin is reliant on, wasn't necessarily put there for my benefit. So I had a hard time believing that we could take charge of the internet and make it work for us and exclude them. And when I spoke with you on the phone, you shared that awareness or that understanding. You also told me you went to figure out where Bitcoin started. Maybe you could tell the listeners kind of what you discovered about the beginning of Bitcoin.
The beginning of Bitcoin, which, you know, it really was launched and emerged in 2010. And if you look at prior to that, what was going on these social media platforms, and they're still going on today, you can download apps for these types of games. These games were like Farmville. They were inviting people into, you know, build their farms and trade with their neighbors and stuff to get things using these virtual currencies. So the Bitcoin is a blockchain technology, and blockchain is a way that AI learns and evolves as well. Now, I find it strange that Bitcoin emerged maybe, I'd say, 2 to 3 years after, you know, all these virtual currencies started popping up all over the internet. And I think Bitcoin was created by the artificial general intelligence.
Wow.
Satoshi Nakamoto, who's supposed to be the creator of this.
Right.
Nobody's heard of him. I couldn't find it. I did a photo search of this guy. I couldn't find any pictures of him. Nobody remembers going to school with him. He's like an enigma, you know.
Right.
And
right.
Could this have been an identity that the AI created to humanize this transaction method that it developed? Now, if you look at what the banks are doing, you brought up a very interesting point. The banks are trying to come up with something called ACC or AC chain. Depending on what article you're reading about this, that's either asset consolidation chain or asset collection chain. So
okay,
in other words, if...
Hold on, we got to go to break. Remember where you left off, asset collection chain. We'll be back shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening.